Welcome to the Greater South Florida Chamber Radio Program with your host, Board President John Kroll of Kroll Realty.
Good morning, Saturday, December 3rd. We're privileged to be here in West Palm Beach, Florida at iHeartRadio, where you're now listening to us on the iHeart app. Have with us longtime corporate trustee member John Mansour, a.k.a. the Money Man from Titan Funding in Boca Raton, Florida. Folks, a lot of you may not be familiar with what a bridge loan is. A bridge loan is something that you utilize or you apply for when you're looking to execute quickly. In other words, if a traditional bank loan is going to take a period of 2 weeks to 2 months and you need funds quickly, you would go to Mr. Mansour and his team. They're the best in the country, the best in the business, and we're privileged to have them as corporate trustee members. And what I'd like for you to do today, John, may have some first-time listeners who have wondered how they could get money to flip a property, but they're not familiar with how to do it, whether it be an Airbnb, a commercial property, or a home that's in an area that maybe kind of needs to be replenished. It's just an eyesore, but if you put the proper amount of money into it, its location is excellent, and you're capable of getting that property fixed up and putting it on the market. And folks, what they do at Titan Funding is they can help you from $200,000 up to $10 million and can be cross-collateralized up to $100 million. Now, I'm not an expert in this field. John is, more so than anybody I've ever met. Normally with us is our corporate trustee member and board president and the host of our weekly radio programs, John Kroll, who is tied up on a call, but he'll be with us here shortly this morning. But what I'd like to do, John, get into it for the audience and share with them what you do, the parameters, and how you can help them. Some people may not know how to go about doing this, and let's go ahead and give them a brief overview if we could. And I want to wish you and your Michigan Wolverines the best on a big victory. And also with us on air today, John, is a corporate trustee member, Jade Hoffmeister from Flow to Glow, who is from Ohio. So you being a Wolverine and her being a Buckeye, you can go ahead and give her the business a little bit if you'd like to, John. Go ahead, sir.
You know, unfortunately, I'm not going to give Jade too hard a time because she's had a whole lot of happiness and success over the years, and we're just getting back on our feet. So I'm gonna leave that one be for the time being. But listen, it's always a pleasure to be here. I appreciate it. And for the listeners out there who aren't familiar with the bridge lending business or the so-called hard money business, let me tell you a little bit about what we do. We get calls when people need what I call certainty of execution. I can get a call or I'll get an email, and within 24 hours, we will let a potential borrower know whether we will do the transaction or not. And, you know, a typical scenario for us, we get it done in somewhere between anywhere from 7 to 14 days. We can actually do it quicker than that if time is even more of the essence. But at the end of the day, we'll do, you know, Rob, you mentioned short-term rentals. We do a fair number of those. Fix and flips, you know, smaller multifamily properties, commercial properties, office buildings, shopping centers, et cetera. Where people either don't have the time to go through conventional banking, or they need it because they need to take advantage of a bargain, or they need to reposition the property. It requires some work, where a traditional lender won't do that loan until the property is stabilized. So we're a great interim step for people, and like I say, we pride ourselves on being able to give a quick decision and getting the deal done quickly.
You know, I remember in some past interviews, because we've conducted a series of interviews with you over the number of years, you had shared a story about an Airbnb, and I know that comes to the top of your mind. You've done several of those, but you were talking about a situation that arose where someone needed funding, and it happened like with, I can't remember if it was in a 72 or a 96-hour window. I believe it was less than a week, and how it transpired. I wanted to see if you could refresh your memory to share something like that or something similar that you've had happen recently that you might want to share with the listening audience.
Sure, and that's a perfect example. This is a situation where the borrower was a very capable and well-heeled borrower. They had financing that fell through at the 11th hour for a six-unit condominium building that they were acquiring in Coconut Grove, a beautiful building. And I got a call on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock indicating that, you know, they were in a panic. They had literally a hard deposit of $1 million that they were going to lose if they couldn't close it by Friday. So keep in mind, I get a call Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. We closed it for them on Friday morning.
Wow, that is amazing. That is amazing. That's a lovely area too. And I mean, and a lot of people out there in the listening audience, you know, you're starting to, I know John personally, so it's he and I both, we won't get into the media or any of that political nonsense or rubbish today. But point being is that so many people are influenced, John, by what they hear, you know, and they really don't know the substance behind it. But I want you to reiterate, as far as I've heard, I mean, the market's still really, really capable down here and throughout the country. But specifically, I know in South Florida, the market's still on fire, correct?
It's still a seller's market throughout much of Florida. Timing, in terms of how long properties sit on the market, yes, they will. They sit on the market. They tend to sit on the market a little bit longer than they have in the immediate last couple, 3 years. But the reality is it's still a seller's market. That's why it's so critical to know when you're going in and making an offer, you can feel comfortable that you can literally make a cash offer because you've already been what I'll call pre-approved with somebody like Titan. And, you know, we can close quickly, which in a seller's market, a seller wants to hear, A, that there's no financing contingency, and B, that you can close quickly.
Do me a favor, John. I know there's so many things that we want to cover, and I'm planning on having you on again next week if your schedule permits it as we close out the year. But I want to take a couple of minutes because we have a few minutes left. Share some of your pearls of wisdom with the listening audience about where we're at the end of 2022 as we go into 2023, whether it be advice or tips. Now, obviously, this is what you do for a living, and people, you know, come to you for your expertise. Take a few minutes to elaborate, if you would, please, sir.
You know, I'm going to give you a couple tips. The first and foremost, the best tip I can give somebody is that with real estate, you make money on the buy side, not the sell side. You don't need to reach to overspend for a property. Secondly, you can create value. Sometimes the ugly duckling with a little bit of hard work and creativity, you will create value, which in turn will make you some money. So, you know, don't be afraid, especially if we have access to resources, be that potential contractors that somebody can use or other services that if somebody needs to acquire a home or a small commercial building and it requires some work, they can create value. And then when I say you make money on the buy side, not the sell side, if you buy it right, if you redevelop it, if you spend your money wisely, you will create additional value in that property. And at that point, you'll have significant price elasticity when it does come time to either refinance it or sell it.
That's awesome. Folks, we got about a half a minute left. This has been John Mansour, a.k.a. The Money Man, corporate trustee member, Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce. John, we're going to be doing an event down at the brand new Paradox Museum in Windmore in downtown Miami in the Art Deco District. Just brought them on board as members, and I'm going to obviously find something that's compatible with your schedule because we've talked about it. We're going to have John come out and be a featured speaker so people will be able to meet him in person because, folks, if you're going to be flipping or if you're going to be investing in real estate, this is the man you want to see. John, give everyone your pertinent contact information, how they can best get a hold of you until we have you on next time. You've been listening to us on the iHeart app. On iHeartRadio on Saturday, December 3rd, with John Mansour from Titan Funding and Boca. Go ahead, John.
Sure. The easiest way is either get a hold of us via our website, titanfunding.com, or give us a call directly, 855-731-1600.
John, the Wolverines are going to win 51-7 later today. Later today, they will win 51-7, sir. All right.
You know what? You're a gentleman for saying a win by even 1 point is all I'm looking for. But I appreciate it.
God bless you, John. I look forward to working with you for years to come. It's holiday season, so happy holidays to you and everyone in your families at Titan Funding, sir.
Thank you, my friend. You too.
Likewise,
you,
sir.
And Jay, good luck with your Buckeyes.
Thank you. Same year.
Okay. Bye now.
Tired of the volatility in the stock market looking for consistent yield? Titan Funding is extending its 7.5% monthly electronic payouts that are backed by first lien mortgage notes. You will receive steady 7.5% monthly payments and total returns targeted at 15%. All loans are secured by real estate. Visit TitanFunding.com to learn more about our high yield investment opportunities. That's TitanFunding.com. All investments involve risk. Past performance of fund is not an indication of future performance. Accordingly, the fund does not make any guarantee or other promise as to any results of the funds that may be obtained from this or any corresponding.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce radio program, where we're privileged to be here on Saturday, December 3rd at iHeartRadio in West Palm Beach, Florida, where you're now listening to us on the iHeart app. Have with us longtime corporate trustee member, Humana. We have John Jackson with us. Also with us is the corporate trustee and host of our weekly radio programs, board president John Kroll from Kroll Realty. We roll with Kroll, been around since 1951. Also with us is Jade Hoffmeister. She's a corporate trustee member from Flow to Glow, registered nurse who specializes in anti-aging. John, we're in the middle of open enrollment. It's December 3rd, 2022. It's been an extremely up and down period for the last 2 to 3 years. I know you've probably seen everything like the rest of us. Why don't you get into it with the listening audience this morning and share with what you have going on? I know we're privileged to have you as a corporate member, and we're looking forward to having you out to the events we'll be doing on Tuesday the 6th at Colony West from 10 to 3, fully catered with food. People, stop by. Make sure you go to Colony West in Tamarack, Florida. It's on 88th Avenue, or come to St. Demetrius Church, Greek Orthodox Church on 14th. On the 7th from 10 until 3 p.m., they'll be at both events. What's new, John? What's shaking? And happy holidays to you and all your families there at Humana, sir.
Thank you so much, and happy holidays to you as well. Definitely a busy time in the Humana world, and a busy time for many of our individuals who have Medicare in Broward County, Dade County, Palm Beach County, and nationally for that matter. You know, this is, as I mentioned in our last conversation, you know, this is the opportunity that individuals who have Medicare actually have the ability to just kind of stop for a second, look around, and take a look at the various Medicare Advantage and prescription drug plan options that are offered in their given area. You know, so this is an opportunity that we, you know, we encourage residents, we encourage members, we encourage prospects to really be consumers and just make sure they're getting the most for their Medicare dollar.
You know, one of the things that amazes me is I always hear people that are on Medicare and Medicaid. Generally, if you have a group of 10 of them standing around, 7 to 8, generally 9 of them are happy. But there's always 1 or 2 people, John, that seem like they're not upset, but they feel like there was a lack of transparency when they enrolled. Because if my memory serves me correctly, certain things change from year to year. Your prescriptions can change. There's other variables that can change year to year, calendar date to calendar date. And I think sometimes people may not be clear on that when they're dealing with people, whether it be something from a hearing standpoint, or maybe they're not able to obtain it from a memory standpoint, whatever it may be. But I know that for me personally and all my family members, I'm big on Humana because my family goes back decades with your organization. And you know, if you were to look up transparency in the dictionary, you'd see a capital H there in green and capital A at the end with Humana there in bold print, because you folks go above and beyond to serve the public. And you've always been a staple with the seniors here throughout the country. And hats off and kudos to you and your team for continued success and doing things the right way. Whereas, unfortunately, in every industry we know there are organizations who don't take the same values as you do. But you know, I want to reiterate that again. I mean, I'm really happy to have Humana on board with this, as we have had for a number of years, because you excel, you go above and beyond, and you're always at the top of your game, if you will, for lack of better grammar.
Yeah, and you know, listen, I really appreciate those words. It's something that drives myself and my team every day. We absolutely want to put our best foot forward and just be the best for our members, our communities, our prospects, and just everyone that we serve. To your earlier point, you know, absolutely. Things change from year to year. If you think about your health care needs, you know, if you think about the medications that you may be taking, or even your personal care delivery system, you know, things can change. Your doctor lineup may change. The needs that you have may change. So, again, this is that opportunity for you to take a look at your changes, you know, take a look at the plans that are offered out there in your given area. And again, really, really be a consumer. Now, what I will say to that point is you don't have to do that alone. That's where we, Humana, and my team come in at. you know, you can always gather information by giving us a call and allowing us to pair you with an agent. The number is 954-267-0000. You can also go on our website, which is humana.com, to find plans that are offered in your area. So you don't have to do it alone.
And once again, I want to reiterate for the listening audience, on Tuesday, the 6th of December, this week, at Colony West in Tamarack from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m., Humana's team will be out there. Lisette and the team will be out there. You'll be able to approach them about enrolling. Same thing on Wednesday, the 7th, as they close out AP. They'll be at St. Demetrius, downtown Fort Lauderdale, which is also home of the Greek Festival. And we're really excited about that. And as in the 2023 calendar year, we have so many things going on. I'm happy to let you know, John, you'll be happy to know that we recently brought on Paradox Museum at 2301 North Miami Avenue in Winmore in downtown Miami in the Art Deco District. We're going to be doing events on site there with them. And it's a beautiful facility, and I'm really excited about having Humana there as one of the key sponsors. We're waiting dates for the BBT Center in the first and second quarter, where we'll be doing events upstairs at the Ambassador Club from noon until 5:30 with tickets to follow for the hockey game that night. Obviously, you being a corporate trustee and sponsor, you'll be involved with that as well. I'm looking to have you there with us on March 31st at the Marlins Stadium for opening day with tickets for the game to follow. Really, really, really excited about Humana and everything going on with you folks. And we got a minute or two left. Why don't you give everyone your pertinent contact information, let them know how they can reach you and your team between now and the end of AP so they can get a hold of you to enroll, and then also in the 2023 calendar year. Go ahead, if you would, please.
Absolutely. So that number, again, that we can be reached at for both myself and my team is 954-267-0000. Again, there's no need for you to go at decision-making alone. We are absolutely here to help you and help you make the best decision. So again, 954-267-0000.
John, I want to thank you and your team. I'm looking forward to working with you for years to come. Looking forward to seeing you. Remember, post that on social media, my friend. We've got fully catered food at both events. Anybody in the listening audience, stop on by and see us. You'll also be able to meet our board president and corporate trustee member, John Kroll from Kroll Realty. We roll with Kroll, been around since 1951. We're going to be announcing John's bid for the U.S. Senate in 2024 for the state of Florida. So we want to make sure everybody gets out to see him. John, I want to thank you and everyone from Humana. God bless you, and you have a wonderful holiday, sir.
Excellent. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Hey, I'm Rob, the director at the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce, www.greatersouthfloridachamber.com, 954-580-8802. You're listening to one of our weekly radio programs here at iHeart. If you're interested in becoming a guest on the show or advertising with daily and weekly commercials or participating in any of our upcoming expos and events, please reach out to us at 954-580-8802. Good morning. Welcome back to the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce radio program. We're privileged to be here at iHeartRadio on Saturday, December 3rd in West Palm Beach, Florida, where you're now listening to us on the iHeartRadio. We have with us Clinical Care Medical Centers, which is a corporate trustee member. And folks, if you're not familiar with what a primary medical facility is, a primary care physicians group is one thing, but a primary medical center is a facility where they pick their patients up and they bring in the 55 and 65 and over patients into the facility to see their primary physician. They can also see specialists, whether it be an optometrist, it could be a podiatrist, it could be a physical therapist, it could be a dentist, could be a nutritionist, whatever it may be. And they also have different activities that they do for the seniors on a day-to-day basis. They offer everything from nutritional counseling to day-to-day issues with health issues. And like I mentioned, they have their specialists. Well, the Clinical Care Medical Centers is not just the largest in the state of Florida. If memory serves me correct, I believe they're the largest in the country. I know that they dominate the South Florida market, 55 to 60 centers. And I know that you have 3 to 5 additional centers going up in the northern, mid to northern parts of the state, Yvette. And what I'd like for you to do is give your pertinent contact information and your role with the organization. And before you do that, we're privileged to announce that we just onboarded as a new corporate trustee member Paradox Museum in Winmore at 2301 North Miami Avenue in the Art Deco District downtown Miami. And we're going to be doing a number of events there, and Clinical Care Medical Centers is going to be one of the sponsors, key sponsors of that event and those events, and we're really, really excited about that. Also with us is the host of our weekly radio programs, our board president, John Kroll from Kroll Realty, been around since 1951. We roll with Kroll, and we also have with us another corporate trustee member, Jade Hoffmeister from Flow to Glow, also referred to as Nurse Jade. She has over 20 years' experience as an RN, and she specializes in anti-aging. So if you need help with antioxidants, glutathione, NAD, whatever it may be, vitamin B12 shots, it's a one-stop shop. She does it all and does it better than anyone we've ever worked with. So, Yvette, let's get into it this morning. People are listening to us this morning on the iHeart app. Let's talk a little bit about Clinical Care Medical Centers. I know there's always something going on. You're going to be with us this coming week on the 6th in Tamarack and
that's
the 7th
correct.
At St. Demetrius.
That's,
go ahead, please.
That's correct. Good morning. Yes, Rob, great to join you again today. My name is Yvette Zuliani. I am the Broker Relations Manager for South Florida. And we would like to inform you that December 7th is the end of annual enrollment period. And if you have any questions regarding Medicare, Medicare enrollments, Medicare benefits for 2023, we have an agent or representative at one of all of our clinics from December 1st through December 16th to answer any and all questions that you have. And to find a location near you, please visit us at www.clinicalcaremc.com, or you can give me a call at 786-944-3234, a call or a text. So we're so excited. We have so many things happening this week and next week. Starting next week on the Tuesday, December 7th, we're going to join the Greater South Florida Chamber with our senior life and style event, and it's going to be fantastic. We're expecting a lot of members of the community. Correct, Rob?
Oh yeah, absolutely. We have people coming from the Tri-County area. We have people from the Greater Fort Lauderdale area. We have a number of different exhibitors. We're really excited about it. We generally, you know, it's been a little difficult, as you can attest to, as we've come out of the pandemic in 21 and 22. Obviously, you know, the size of the events are down and the number of attendees are down, but it's starting to trend upward, you know, and obviously the glass is always half full rather than half empty. And as we go into the 2023 calendar year, looking to take additional steps to assure that we can get back to the way things were in 2018 and 19 prior to the pandemic. But, you know, it's always a challenge, but it's one that we're up to and one we're happy to meet. But in answer to that initial question, absolutely, we're going to have a number of people there. But, you know, we're really privileged to have you as a corporate trustee member, because a lot of people remember you folks as Miami Beach Medical Group before you did the merger.
Right.
And, you know, it's kind of a who's who of what you do. And now you have so many different locations. Now I see you're serving
Orange County,
Orlando, too.
We have 27 locations in Florida at the moment, and we're growing. And, you know, so the event that we're talking about is Tuesday, December 7th at Colony West. And we have a medical center just 9 minutes away from that area at 7495 North University Drive in Tamarack 33321. We'll be more than glad for if people want to come by and check us out. And we do, you know, we specialize in pain management. And we also offer evaluations with our doctors. So if you're interested in helping that shoulder pain, knee pain, give us a call or call me, 786-944-3234. Again, we have a center in Tamarack, and we'd love to give you a complimentary evaluation with our doctor to see if you're a candidate for our treatment.
Yeah, I was looking at that. Your location in Tamarack is located on University Drive, correct? Right near the old University Hospital, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, 7495 North University Drive.
It's an excellent area. That's a beautiful facility. I've been in that. And so many of your facilities are just, it's state of the art. You know, when you go into your facilities, and I was from the facility I originally went into in Cayocho, I know you've got the facility in Miami Beach, you've got the one on Elton Road, and all the other facilities you have. I saw the one you have in Miami Gardens there. It's a beautiful facility. And I was just amazed. I was telling someone the other day, I said, you know, when I was in clinical care medical centers, I says, I was in their activity room, and I says, they get more people in their activity rooms on a daily basis than most people are getting at events now that are promoted.
That's correct.
Promoted
we
for...
have monthly, we have monthly celebrations, birthday celebrations. We have educational lectures. We do silver sneakers and exercise demonstrations. We do domino, bingo, tai chi, meditation, yoga, Zumba. We have some of the best cappuccino in town, I believe. We offer also courtesy transportation. So it's available upon request. Again, give me a call at 786-944-3234, and I can instruct you how to come and pay us a visit. One of the great things about being a member of our center is that everything under the same roof, your PCP, your internal medicine, internal medicine doctor, telehealth, we have doctor visits at home, laboratory, massage therapy, diagnostic testings, x-ray, ultrasound, specialty, cardiology, psychiatry, optometry, dental services, podiatry, and so much more. All of these services are at your access. We also help the community with, you know, if they need access services. So if you need help applying for SNAP, food assistance, temporary cash assistance, medical assistance for individual and nursing homes and hospice, Medicare Cities program. We have someone at our center that can help you put that in place.
That's
looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's amazing. I'm so thankful that, you know, we have the relationship with you that we do, because you bring so much to the table about you and your organization. And hats off to you and your team. It seems like it's always evolving, always expanding, and you're doing an excellent job, and we're privileged to have you on our membership roster. I'll tell you that. We're excited about it.
Thank you, Rob. It is a pleasure to be part of your organization as well.
I thank you so much, and I look forward to working with you this week, and I look forward to seeing you out at the events. And until then, you have a wonderful weekend, and here it is, December 3rd. Before you know it, Santa will be coming down the chimney, and it'll be 2023. We got so many important things happening next year that we'll be partnering with you on, and we're really, really excited about it.
That's correct. And before the end of the month, give us a call or come by one of our centers and ask questions regarding Medicare benefits for 2023.
Thank you.
786-944-3234.
Thank you so much, Yvette. God bless and have a great day.
Thank you, Rob.
Clinical Care Medical Center is a full-service medical and wellness center devoted to improving the quality of life for each patient through tailored care management with a holistic approach. As a top-ranked medical care group with 25 centers across Florida, they stay one step ahead with the latest technology. Their care teams provide the most advanced medical treatments and innovative technological solutions available, offering 1,500-plus patient services and specialties. Clinical Care Medical Center was built to deliver quality healthcare through high patient engagement. They believe easy access to healthcare is key to better health outcomes. Reach out to request a tour and meet the healthcare teams, or find out what careers are available at Clinical Care Medical Center today. Call 786-944-3234 or online at clinicalcaremc.com. That's 786-944-3234 or online at clinicalcaremc.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce radio program, where you're now listening to us on the iHeart app in West Palm Beach, Florida. Saturday, December 3rd, before you know it, it'll be Christmas time. We're privileged to have with us Enhance Health, which is a really unique situation. We have Natasha Navarette. She's one of the key components of their team. Been dealing with Scott, Savette, and your upper management, and you and all of your teammates for a number of months now. And kudos and hats off to you and your team. They started, folks, in 2021 with, I believe it was a dozen or two employees, and here it is, the end of 22, as we're going into 23, almost a year and a half, 2 years later, they're up over 700 employees. They were at 3111 North University Avenue, below Tap 42 there in Coral Springs, and they just did a groundbreaking a few months back at a brand new beautiful facility out in Sunrise. And we're really excited about working with you for the balance of this year and going into the 2023 calendar year as a corporate trustee member, because you folks were the first one, for lack of better grammar, that took the bull by the horns. you went ahead and took Medicare where it needed to go, into the digital age, and no one had done that. And I want to touch on something. You know, we have our events coming up this week, obviously, and we're hoping you'll be there with us. But more importantly, I know you're doing a series of events here over the next few days that I want you to touch on that are transpiring at your facility in Sunrise. And we hope to be able to show and get out there to lend some assistance if need be or if at all possible. Without further ado, let's get into it this morning. And you know, people on the iHeart app, I want them to know about this so you can give pertinent contact information, how they can get a hold of you and your team, what you're doing. But let's touch on those dates because I know that's something that you wanted to do and I want you to do for the listening audience as well. Go ahead if you would, please.
Awesome. Thank you so much for the warm introduction, Rob. As Rob mentioned, my name is Natasha. I am here with Enhance Health, where we do healthcare done differently. We actually do have a really awesome event that started yesterday, but I would love for more people to join. We do have walk-ins welcome. It is known as our first annual Medicare Advantage enrollment event. So anyone who would like to join is going to have the opportunity to find a healthcare plan that meets your needs, with a very unique opportunity to speak with representatives from major health insurance companies. We'll have refreshments provided. So if you'd like to come, happy to share more details on the timing and where.
That's awesome. Please, yeah, give the pertinent address, give the times and the how people can get out there to, and let them know when they need to be there. And if you want to go over the hours, that would be great.
Absolutely. So starting back up on Monday, which is December the 5th, we will be opening our doors to the public. Anyone who would like to sign up for Medicare on the last few days of AEP open enrollment, you are welcome to join us until 2 p.m. The address is 1550 Sawgrass Corporate Parkway, our beautiful new building, as Rob awesomely described. This is in Sunrise, Florida, 33323. Now, keep in mind, the event is going to be happening Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week, last week to enroll. So it's a great opportunity to get some face time with some of the major health insurance companies' representatives that are going to be here.
And the hours again, Natasha, the hours that people can come through?
Yes, we will open our doors at 10:30 a.m. all the way until 2 p.m. Presentations will start officially at 11. So you'll have some time to mingle, network, get to know us, get to know our providers as well, and grab some refreshments while you're here.
That's awesome. And the time is the same for all 3 days, correct, from 10:30 to 2 p.m.?
Exactly. Yep. Up until 2 p.m. all 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week, final days to enroll for open enrollment. So great opportunity.
That is awesome. You know, what are you seeing as far as, you know, the calendar year 2022? I know that you folks started during the heart of the pandemic. And, I mean, what are you seeing as we're coming out of 2022? Anything that you want to share with the listening audience? Any thing that you feel that they should be privy to? Anything that you're aware of that they may not be aware of because of what you do from an employment standpoint? Obviously, you're extremely well-versed within this industry. And I know one of the biggest misconceptions I was here, it's an ever-changing industry. It can change from year to year, which can be frustrating, or I know some people may not comprehend that, and they tend to may not hear things clearly, may make a mistake when they're enrolling because they've rushed through the process. And one of the things that impressed me about Scott and your team was that you were always extremely professional with people. It seemed like you dotted all your I's and crossed all your T's. Not once, not twice, but at least three times to make sure that you were giving everyone the most sound advice and the best advice you could give them within your industry. Because, you know, let's face it, you know, you've only failed if you failed to prepare. And there are people who don't have great attention spans. They have hearing problems. They don't retain things properly when it's, you know, reiterated to them. It's unfortunate, but and obviously when you're dealing with people as they're getting up in years, that can also be a challenge as well. And teaching people how to do things digitally, let's face it, not everyone is in tune with the digital age. And that's something you want to be in tune with because it's the way things are changing and it's an ever-changing world. But kudos again to you and your team for doing that because it's something that I'm sure a lot of people thought about doing, but I think you were the first ones I ever saw that actually did it. And you're doing it extremely successfully. So with that being said, go ahead and reiterate anything you may want to share with the listening audience that you think they should know about what you're doing and how you want to help them.
Yeah, absolutely. You bring up some really great points there, especially the fact that in 2022, as we're kind of coming out of this super long pandemic, we've noticed people haven't had a ton of interactions. And so what we have done is actually gone into local communities, and we've hosted so many events, not only to help people enroll and provide a personalized experience by helping them face-to-face identify the right plans for them, or just helping them understand their current plan, all of that great stuff. We did so many efforts to make sure that we put a face to the name, and we know that, and the communities know that we actually care. We're not just, you know, a group of people trying to compete. We combine the top carriers that everyone knows and loves with our tailored concierge services to make sure that the whole experience is as easy as possible.
You know, one of the things that I think that always amazes me is when I hear people talk about, you know, Medicare and Medicaid, they're talking about the price of prescription drugs. Has anything been alarmingly different this year versus years past that you've dealt with? Or does it just seem to be the norm, the standard, where it's steadily increasing and always will increase? Anything outlandish there that you're seeing?
You know, from my perspective, I can't say specifically that there's been any outlandish changes. But what I will say I've noticed, and some feedback from some of the agents that, you know, have these conversations with seniors and with everyone from the community, is sometimes people don't understand that there are choices and flexibility of switching to a more correct plan if something is not working in your favor, and that does include pricing. So I will say having the opportunity to get that personalized one-on-one conversation in to understand that you don't need to be paying as much as you think you need to be paying is such a great, you know, opportunity for them to get more information from us. So I think with that, everything is so personalized to each person that if they're able to get on the phone with one of our agents or a face-to-face meeting, it's always great for them to understand their choices.
You know, once again, it's been Natasha Neverett. She is one of the key components with Enhance Health. They're located at 1550 Sawgrass Corporate Parkway in Sunrise, Florida, 33323. Monday the 5th of December, Tuesday the 6th of December, and Wednesday the 7th of December from 10:30 to 2 p.m. You can go out to their in-house open enrollment ceremonies, or however you want to put that. I mean, they're doing something in-house to give people an opportunity to come out. As you mentioned, there'll be refreshments and hors d'oeuvres and whatnot. And then you get a chance to meet with their team one-on-one so that you can make sure that you're doing things properly. We got about a minute left. Natasha, give everyone your pertinent contact information and add anything you want to add to that. And I want to wish all of you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And we're blessed to have you on our membership roster and look forward to working with you for many years to come. Go ahead, if you would, please.
Absolutely. Holidays to everyone as well. Our hours of operation are 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday on a regular day. If you would like to call us to RCP, welcome to. The phone number is 954-526-3407. That's specific for the event. Now, if you would like to call us on any given day to speak to one of our representatives, the number is 844-677-4666.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I look forward to working with you, and you have a wonderful weekend, and we'll look forward to seeing you at the beginning of the week. Thank you so much, Natasha, and have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you for your time, everyone.
Likewise. Thank you.
Enhance Health makes healthcare affordable, easy, and transparent. Live your life without worrying about health insurance. We save you time by doing the research for you. We discover what matters most to you, then find a plan with benefits you need at low or no cost. You can count on us because we're a part of the communities that we serve, and we support local events and businesses in South Florida. Call 844-677-4662 or visit EnhanceHealth.com. Healthcare done differently.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce radio program on Saturday, December 3rd. We're privileged to be at iHeartRadio in West Palm Beach, Florida, where you're now listening to us on the iHeart app. Have with us new corporate trustee member, Paradox Museum in Miami, Florida, which is going through their grand opening. Want everyone this weekend to get out to 2301 North Miami Avenue, Miami, Florida, 33127. We're extremely excited about the partnership. We'll be doing some events with them there on site. One of our corporate trustee members, Clinical Care Medical Centers out of Miami, will be there with us, along with a number of other organizations we work for, from the Marlins to the Panthers to a number of the healthcare providers, the colleges, the hospitals, and a number of different financial companies. With us also this morning is the host of our weekly radio programs, John Kroll from Kroll Realty. He also doubles as our board president at the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce. Been around since 1951. John's a native Floridian. There's not many around. We roll with Kroll, and we also have with us Jade Hoffmeister, corporate trustee member from Flow to Glow, specializes in anti-aging. She's been a registered nurse for over 25 years. Mark, Andrew, what I'd like to do is get into it this morning, talk a little bit about the new venue at 2301 North Miami Avenue there, the Paradox Museum. Congratulations on the grand opening. We really thank you for joining the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce. We're privileged to have you as a member, and we're looking forward to collaborating with you and doing a number of things there with you as we get into the 2023 calendar year. December 3rd, before you know it, Santa will be sliding down the chimney, and we'll all be down there at your facility in 2023 doing a number of things. So let's get into it this morning and share with the listening audience everything that's going on, because I'm sure you have some exciting stuff to share with them about the grand opening. Go ahead, please. Mark, if you would.
Absolutely. No, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. So, yes, I'm the Regional Sales and Marketing Director for all of the U.S. and Canada for all the Paradox Museums. As you said, we're super excited, along with everybody, that this is the first Paradox Museum in the U.S. You know, and Paradox Museum is a museum that's for all ages. We call it a must-see, a kind of must-share experience that you can, your eyes will see what your brain tells you, that's not true, so to speak. And every time that you visit, you know, you're always going to see a unique opportunity to engage and interact with our exhibits. We have over 70 paradox-based exhibits that we have uniquely patented for most of our exhibits. So most of it is interactive. Some of the exhibits you immerse yourself in, the illusions, that sort of thing. So it is really, really, really cool, especially when it comes to school-aged kids, families. I mean, like I said, we're all here for all ages. And we always say, you know, that you want to come explore all of our paradoxes in a way that you can be super creative when you create your own content, whether that be for Instagram, that be for Facebook. But we can't miss the educational piece of it that we tend to always have a foundation with the Paradox Museum. Across the board, we also have a kind of a local culture inside of every single museum, whether it is the one that's in Stockholm or the one that's in Oslo, which is the first two that's open currently right now. So when you come into the Paradox, you're going to see a unique feel for every room that's going to be really Miami.
Yeah, I'm looking at your website. It's really, really cool. I'm looking to spin me around the one where that looks pretty interesting how you do that. So this is basically for all ages too, right? You mentioned in there, or is it more geared for kids?
Yes. Yeah, it's for all ages, you know, and from kids, families, that sort of thing. I mean, we always say it's going to be simply wow. It's going to blow your mind at any age that you're able to, that you come at any age, I should say. So it's absolute fun, absolute a ton of laughs that you have. Part of our experience also, too, is our employees. Our employees are scattered throughout the museum. They explain exhibits to you. They take photos for you. They pose you into the illusions that you are immersed yourself in because they have an eye for that. And being able to have create that kind of family or memories with your friends, or you know, coming out for a date night after or before dinner or whatever the case may be, and you know, the experience is probably about 60 minutes to an hour and a half or so to get through. It's a one-way flow. You kind of create your own experience when you go through it. You can stay in as long as you want to. We always say it's about 60 minutes to an hour and a half, but sometimes people stay in for 2 hours. Or longer, sometimes depending on how much they enjoy it. But you know, so it's one of those you go at your own pace.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm hogging the mic here. This is interesting to me because one of my kids graduated from Micah University in Baltimore, Maryland, in visual arts, and I know he'd really get into this. So he's coming down from New York, and I'd like to bring him down to visit, take the Bright Line down there. I think you're close to the Bright Line too. Is correct?
We're not that close, I wouldn't say. I mean, the Bright Line, we're in Wynwood, you know, so
yeah, but you can Uber
we're
over
a little
there.
Ways from
yeah. Yeah, that's what I do. When I go to the Heat games, I take the Bright Line down here. But yeah, this is awesome. Yeah. But I know everybody's wants to get their word in here, so I won't hog the mic.
Hey, Mark, this is Jade. Thank you, John. quick question for you. First of all, congratulations on your grand opening. Also, I wanted to tell you, I'm so excited that you're extenuating this to the community and to schools, and that you have a program for schools to get involved. Tell me, how can Paradox Museum inspire and get kids enthusiastic about it and get them excited about science? Because, like you said, it's also an educational piece. And how can we challenge our school-age students to start honing onto the critical thinking skills? Because when I think about paradox, I think that, you know, the brain is tricking what your eye is seeing, correct?
Exactly. Absolutely. So yep. We have the STEM program. And we have, you know, so basically it's a science, technology, arts, engineering, math, that sort of angle. Everything in the museum is based on a specific type of angle, or the way your equilibrium in some of the exhibits kind of controls how you hear, et cetera. So, and we have robotics as well. We have a balancing quality called Paradox Balancing Hand, where it's a robotic hand, and it always continues to balance itself.
I cannot wait to go check out your museum and check out all the paradoxes and all your different rooms. Can you go ahead and tell us, how can our schools get involved?
Yeah, so basically you can reach out to our local sales and marketing manager, Andrew, who has signed up the membership with you guys. Basically, and he will be able to specifically pick the day, discuss what type of workshops that we will end up having, what time they want to come in. We typically like to have exclusive times for groups and schools to come in. Typically that's in the morning time, but we can always accommodate any time. When it comes to the school experience. I think that is the foundation of what we are all about, is making sure we involve teachers, we involve STEM directors, we involve everybody who's part of the program. One of the programs we're rolling out in 2023 is a STEM showcase. So we're going to be able to work with local schools on their current STEM program, what their students are doing, whether it's middle school or it's high school. We'll be able to have showcases for their exhibits with their problem solving, creative kind of problem solving skills, so to speak, you know, and whatever they want to design and or do, whether that's visual arts, whether that is science, whether that is math, so on and so forth. Just to kind of create a community-driven piece that kind of scales paradox into the local community that kind of surrounds our exhibit, so to speak.
Right. Very, very exciting things.
Hey, Mark, we got about a minute left, and I want to throw something out there because we're going to be doing a series of interviews with you. Our board president, John Kroll, had mentioned his youngest son, Fort Lauderdale, near our office, Imperial Point, Lauderdale by the sea, right off a little bit north of Commercial and Federal. We want to try to do something with he coached there for years and all of his kids went to school there. We'd like to try to do something with Westminster and get those kids down there to your facility. And we also want to do a bunch of collaborations with you, with the chamber members and the different organizations who are members, so we can get chamber days going with you and then schedule some events with you. I'm working on getting into a meeting with Andrew next week so we can go over that. Want to make sure we get you guys on again next week to do another interview because we have limited time. So we've got about 30 seconds left. Give everyone your pertinent contact information so they can get involved with the grand opening. And then let's plan on having you on again next Saturday morning so we can continue this. Go ahead, please.
Absolutely. So if you go and just go to Paradox Museum, Miami.com. If you're a school, if you're a group, if you want a corporate buyout or whatever, just reach out to us via one of our forms there, and we'll reach out to you to go there. If you want to buy tickets, our tickets are on sale now. Come on by. But yes, I really look forward to continuing the conversation and continuing to make sure that we partner in a way that is win-win for everybody, and including everybody from the community.
Absolutely, with you 110%, and we'll put our heads together and come up with some dates. I want to welcome you folks on aboard again. Looking forward to working with you, and congratulations on the grand opening, and we'll have you on again next week and for a number of weeks to come. Thank you so much.
Get on out here. We'll see you soon.
All right. We'll be out. Thank you. I'm planning on getting down there. Hello, listening audience. If you're out there and you're a real estate expert or a novice and you're looking to acquire a job in the real estate industry, contact our board president, John Kroll, at 954-410-2301. Here at the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce, we roll with Kroll. They've been around since 1951. Family-style boutique real estate office. You won't find a better company to work for within this industry. John Kroll, KrollRealty.com. Thank you and have a wonderful weekend.
You've been listening to the Greater South Florida Chamber Radio Program with your host, Board President John Kroll of Kroll Realty.